Yeah, because of course it's so nasty. Yeah.
Do people have any special name for moonshine that's really bad stuff?
It is called it's called old bad whiskey.
Okay.
See, bad moonshine, they call it. I just can't drink it. It's too bad and all that stuff. They have so many names for it when it's bad.
I bet. All right, when something, what do you call the sweet, sticky liquid that you put on pancakes?
Sweet?
Okay. Are there any special kinds around here that you use?
Yes, they got one called Log Cabin, and they got one called Wild Rose or something like that. They have so many different brands of it.
Do people around here ever put molasses on pancakes?
Yes, they put molasses.
What's the biggest difference between
molasses? Well, safe that you can use your hand on your pancakes better because the syrup is not as thick. And molasses is thick and you have trouble, you know, getting them thin down where you can use them easily.
If you were trying to tell somebody that something was an imitation, you'd say, this isn't imitation maple syrup, it's
maple syrup.
Okay. What if you would, a lot of times talking about leather, people will use this. They'll say, this isn't imitation leather, it's
pure leather.
Okay. What about, can you hear somebody saying, this isn't imitation leather, it's genuine. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you call the sweet spread that you make by boiling sugar and maybe the juice of apples, peaches, or strawberries? And you put it up in a glass jar.
Well, you can call it jelly, or you can call it preserves, and you just, similar names you can call it.
What do you have on the table? You used to just about always on your table to season food with.
Salt or pepper.
If there's some apples and a child wants one, he's not always going to be real polite and say, may I, or whatever. He might just say,
I want an apple.
Right.
Just reach and get it yourself.
Right. Or if he wanted you to do it for him, what might he say?
He should say, please give me an apple. But he usually don't.
Right. So if he wanted you to give it to him and say he couldn't reach it, he might say, hey.
Yeah, hey, give me an apple.
Right. Yeah. Okay. If we're talking about a bunch of fellas out here on the street, somebody came along and said, were they the ones who threw those Coke bottles in my yard or left that trash on the sidewalk? And you knew the guys, and you said, they're good guys. You said, it wasn't these guys. And there was some others standing across the street. You say, it wasn't these guys. It must have been one of
them. There was one on the side.
Okay. If you're pointing to a tree way off, and there's one close to us, but you're pointing to the one way off, you might say,
it's far away, or,
You'd say, I'm not talking about this tree here, I'm talking about it's
one's far away.
If one of the kids were doing something, they were, doing it the wrong way, you'd say, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. When somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat it?
I'd say, Mr. Wood, did you say I didn't understand you?
Okay. Can you think of any other short thing you might use, you know, just talk to a good friend? You know,
just,
if you want to repeat something.
I just say, what did you say? I don't know. That's all I can say.
Okay. If a man has plenty of money,